Chapter 1. A Journalist's Memories of the Eastern Front. The Lehrgenkampfgruppe? I saw them once. A long time ago. After the war, in Londinium. The words operation, military campaign, pitched battle, and decisive battle instantly bring to mind images of hard, brutal fighting. And certainly, any situation described this way will undoubtedly involve combat. But on the Eastern Front, it was a slower trickle of blood that drained the two opposing armies. When veterans talk about the Eastern Front, they think of the infinite skirmishes that occurred in the massive theater of operations, where major maneuvers simply didn't happen. It was the same on the Rhine. That was another place where towering piles of corpses lurked behind the words, "Nothing to report." Those minor engagements don't appear in history books and are hardly ever remembered. But there is no doubt that much of history was decided in these moments. And now those who gave their lives sleep in silence. My name is Andrew. I am one of the embedded reporters who visits these forgotten battlegrounds no one speaks of. I took up my pen intending to write a memoir, but my preface has gotten awfully long. Maybe I'm too much of an empath. Or perhaps by telling my story, I hope to escape my past. I wouldn't say I'm particularly keen on running away. But the young man who lived through those years came back a world-weary scoundrel. In any case, I would not describe them as happy times. Still, I was a witness. It's difficult to say how much insight I have to offer, or if I can even be considered a reliable observer. To be quite honest, there's little chance that I accurately remember everything I saw. Moreover, I was inexperienced and didn't truly grasp what was going on in the Federation. But by a quirk of fate, I was permitted to work as a reporter embedded with the multinational unit established by the Federation and the Commonwealth. At the time, the Federation and Commonwealth could do friendly things like that. Do younger readers know that rather than curse rivaling ideologies, the heads of state back then extolled each other as precious brothers in arms? The reason a young reporter would be given such an opportunity was, paradoxically, because I was young. To Federation authorities, who angrily glared at most journalists, someone unseasoned and ignorant was the perfect candidate. The majority of the other embedded reporters were also my age. I recall that any older reporter I encountered on the scene usually turned out to be a crazy, apologies, I meant passionate, communist. But maybe I should be grateful that this experience allowed me to make longtime friends. Anyway, we're getting off topic. Apparently, when you get older, your stories start to meander. Maybe there are just too many memories. Memories. Yes, memories. For me, there's the Toad Offensive, a series of operations that took place around the same time as the Imperial Army's Operation Andromeda. I even saw a unit that might have been the Phantom Lehrgenkampfgruppe. When I realized what a devious enemy we were up against, I penned a bitter article that the censors latched onto immediately. Back then, the censors must have had a hard job dealing with a multinational unit of Federation and Commonwealth troops. The two sides had such conflicting ideas on what should and shouldn't be written that it was impossible to not fall afoul of one rule or another. The result ended up being a good reference for learning how to properly interpret a newspaper article. To all the young readers out there, I recommend you take newspapers from that time period and study them alongside your textbooks. How different the history books are from the newspaper stories! What should have been fact-based reporting often wound up reading like accounts of a mission to the surface of the moon. I hope you'll understand the reasons for all the nonsense that made it impossible to find out what really happened without reading between the lines. Still, sometimes hard truth.